Good morning, church. It is my joy to be back with you after 3 months of rest. Having spoken with dozens of you just in these few days back assures me that God has continued nourishing you from the riches of Christ's grace. As the old gospel song goes, God is still in the blessing business. Thank you for your prayers, and it was my honor to pray for you these 3 months, and it's just good to be back home. A writer recently posted this on Instagram, and I just cannot stop thinking about it. Quote, according to psychologist John Gottman, there is a specific pattern of behaviors that predicts the health and longevity of newlyweds and other couples. If one partner says, oh, that's a beautiful bird, does the other look and respond or tune them out? Gottman refers to these moments as bids, the hundreds of tiny moments of connection that make up a week. They may be small and individually insignificant, but over time they pile up and develop a subconscious pattern of care, leading each partner to ask, am I heard? Do my words matter? Are we in this together? Or am I ignored, disregarded, not to be taken seriously, end quote. Number one, I promise that this is not an armchair therapy session, nor do you have permission to use the next 9 minutes to accuse or interrogate your significant other sitting next to you. Eyes up here, please. A bid or bidding is an invitation to pay attention. And one of my favorite definitions of prayer is paying attention. That's all the prayer is paying attention. Attention. And so a bid is to see what your significant other, your child, your parent, your friend, or even your enemy sees. It is an act of prayer, an act of communion, of being at one with the one bidding you to pause, behold, and celebrate the world through their eyes. Bids are opportunities to reconnect to yourself, the people closest to you, and the world around you. Said another way, a bidding is a way to be present to God, the God who is always present to you. This, as you can surmise, is a matter of gratitude, of appreciation. If my, look, what a beautiful bird, is met with, I can't, I'm reading the Denver Post, the friendship or relationship, no matter its nature, may be on perilous ground. A fair desire in any friendship or relationship is to be seen and heard. Connected to attentiveness toward positive biddings is attentiveness to negative biddings. Imagine the person whose acute pain is dismissed by her physician visit after visit, or the renter whose property manager won't come down the hall just to look at the leaking sink, or the concerned citizen who calls the public works office repeatedly to let them know that, yes, that pothole there at that intersection has forced me to replace the front right tire on my car for the second time in as many months. In biblical story after biblical story, and I don't mean to be presumptuous, in the text of your own lives, the God disclosed in Jesus Christ is responsive to biddings of every stripe. Whether it is feeding thousands on a mountainside after a long day of teaching and storytelling, or raising a 12-year-old girl from the dead after seeing the desperation in her father's eyes, I am left with the impression that God never fails to attend to the minutiae of what we're experiencing. And I am confident that we feel closest to God when we attend to those self-same biddings in our own lives and the lives of other people, other creatures, watersheds, and ecosystems. Sometimes a person or people or community or nation doesn't even want resolution to the pain they're experiencing, that they're bringing your or my attention to, as much as they want a witness to their pain. You, I, they often just need to know that another person, people, community, or nation sees them, hears them, is listening to them. The listening, attentiveness, and biddings of which I speak today came home for me in a conversation with Sarah Strand, our youth minister, who is also a professional environmental educator. In her work, Sarah often leads students through a scientific observation exercise, and in that exercise, students are instructed to pick up loose objects, and while holding that loose object, whether it be a rock, a leaf, twig, debris, or branch in their hand, they are given four prompts. I notice, I wonder, I imagine, and it makes me feel. And don't worry, you will not be quizzed about this after the service. For instance, if a student is holding a rock, they might say, I notice that this rock is smooth on one side and rough on the other. I wonder how old this rock is and how it got here. I imagine this rock hurtling toward this planet billions of years ago as part of a large asteroid. This rock makes me feel happy because I love spending time in the company of ancient things. Sarah testifies that her students, as skeptical as they are of the exercise in the I notice stage, are extremely attached to their objects by the it makes me feel stage. She sometimes must remind them in national parks that no, you may not take this branch home. In a time when it is easy to be given over to rightful despair, confusion, and rage due to overlapping geopolitical and ecological catastrophes from Israel, Palestine, to our own neighborhoods, saying, I notice, I wonder, I imagine, it makes me feel, is a simple and faithful way to pray. Whether it is holding Palestinian or Israeli civilians or a personal relationship in the palms of our heart and saying before God, I notice, I wonder, I imagine, and it makes me feel. The altar behind me is the place to do it, to offer it, to stop long enough to notice what unchecked terror and brutality does, not only to those immediately impacted by it, but to us who witness it, either on the news or on a cross on Calvary. I cannot end without saying that this exercise is akin to how God gazes upon us. And not only us, but the whole world, from the comfort of this sacred place to the chaos of war zones a world away. It is God in Christ who holds the grieving, overwhelmed survivor of airstrikes and says, I notice your tears. I wonder how long it will last. I imagine a future of fulsome peace for you. It makes me feel complete to be holding you right now. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.